Let's continue reading verses 13 through 18 of James chapter 3. Now, in this last section of the chapter, we have two different kinds of wisdom compared and contrasted. There is the wisdom from below, and there is the wisdom from above. James chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Once again, let's consider some background notes. Question: what's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? Answer: knowledge is the apprehension of truth in one's mind. Wisdom is the application of truth to one's life. In the Old Testament, the book of Proverbs is called wisdom literature because it gives us guidance for the application of truth to our everyday lives. The Epistle of James is also called wisdom literature. There is certainly doctrine contained in the book of James, but it is filled with practical application. That is, the application of truth to our everyday lives. That's wisdom. In James chapter 1, verse 5, we read, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now here in James chapter 3, we have a description of that wisdom. We can ask the Lord for this wisdom. It's called the wisdom from above. But we need to be aware that there is also a wisdom from below, as we've seen from these verses. So we need to be careful and make sure that we're following the right wisdom, especially when we make everyday decisions. And we'll talk more about that in our practical application. Now, how do we know for sure which wisdom we're following? Well, that's exactly the rhetorical question James raises in verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? In other words, how do we know for sure that we're following the right wisdom, the wisdom from above? The answer is to look at the results, as we see in verses 13 and 14. How is our conduct? And is there genuine humility in our lives? Verse 13. Are we bitter and jealous and self-seeking and always operating on the basis of what's in it for me? Verse 14. If these are the results, then we're following the wisdom from below. We're just kidding ourselves if we think that we're following the wisdom from above. Now in verses 15 through 18, we have a description of the two wisdoms, and that brings us to our doctrinal points. So doctrinal point number one, the wisdom from below is earthly, natural, and demonic. The wisdom from below is earthly, natural, and demonic. Verse 15, this wisdom, that is the wisdom that results in pride and envy and self-seeking and evil, this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. The wisdom from below is, first of all, earthly. That is, it is of this world. 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, the world by wisdom knows not God. Wisdom from below does not take God into account. Did the theory of evolution, for example, originate by following the wisdom from above or the wisdom from below? The answer is obvious. The wisdom from below. The theory of evolution was not born on the basis of evidence. The evidence doesn't support evolution, whether it be evidence from the laboratory or evidence from the fossil record. The theory of evolution originated as an alternative to creation so that the God of creation could be removed from the equation. Secondly, the wisdom from below is sensual or natural. That is, it is the wisdom of the flesh, the fallen, sinful nature that we all possess. For example, if you made a job change only on the basis of more money or more power, which wisdom are you following? Once again, the answer is obvious: the wisdom from below. There are other factors to consider in a job change if you're following the wisdom from above. What about family and church, for example? Finally, the wisdom from below is demonic. Satan is the ultimate source of wisdom from below. He has designed this world system to appeal to our fallen sinful natures. What wisdom, for example, says that as Christians, we should not have to suffer in this world for our faith? Suffering was only for the early Christians. Once again, the answer is obvious: the wisdom from below. 2 Timothy 3:12 says that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Remember what our Lord said to Peter when Peter began to rebuke the Lord for talking about his coming suffering. What did the Lord say? "Get thee behind me, Satan." So the wisdom from below is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Doctrinal point number two: the wisdom from above is first of all pure. The wisdom from above is first of all pure. Verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Once again, notice how it is the results that prove what wisdom you're following. If you're following the wisdom from above, you are going to be wanting peace and working for peace in your family and in your fellowship. If you're following the wisdom from above, you will be a gentle person, not pushy and power hungry. If you're following the wisdom from above, you will be willing to give up your own rights for the sake of others. If you're following the wisdom from above, you will be full of mercy and not seeking revenge when someone wrongs you. If you're following the wisdom from above, you will not be showing favoritism and you will not be a hypocrite. Verse 17. And if you're following the wisdom from above, your life and the fruit of your life will be characterized by righteousness and peace. Verse 18. Now notice that the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is not tainted with wrongdoing in any way. Illustration. You know, a number of years ago, our family was involved in buying a house in a new location. We were praying for God's guidance, and we found a house that we liked, except for one thing. The estimated real estate taxes were too high and way out of line with the rest of the neighborhood. You see, the house had just been renovated and was about to be reassessed based on the selling price of the house. That's the way it worked in this particular town. Well, we told the real estate agent that we liked the house and we had a sizable down payment available, but we were reluctant to buy the house because we thought the real estate taxes were going to be too high. Well, a couple of days later, the real estate agent called back and said that our problem was solved. Oh, really? How so? Well, you see, because we had a sizable down payment, the owner of the house had agreed to lower his listed price considerably so that the selling price on paper on which the taxes would be based would be much lower. Meanwhile, off the record, because we had a sizable down payment, we would pay the owner the difference in cash, and everyone would be happy. I'll never forget the way the real estate agent put it. "You'll pay the owner the difference under the table, and everyone will be happy. The tax people will never know." Praise the Lord! What a wonderful answer to prayer, right? Wrong. No way. We knew that this was not wisdom from above, because wisdom from above is first of all pure. There is nothing under the table about the wisdom from above. We did not buy that house, and soon after, the Lord led us in a different direction, which was clearly His will. The wisdom from above is first of all pure. Practical application. Remember, there are two wisdoms when you make decisions. Remember, there are two wisdoms when you make decisions. Every day, we all make decisions, big decisions and small decisions. Now, I just gave you one personal example. You can be sure that no matter what decision you have to make, big or small, Satan will try to trick you into making the wrong decision. Remember, the wisdom from below is earthly and natural and demonic. The wrong decision will look so appealing and seem so right. Remember the wrong decision that Joshua and the children of Israel made when they were tricked by the Gibeonites. I'm reading Joshua chapter 9, verses 3 through 15. But when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they worked craftily and went and pretended to be ambassadors. And they took old sacks on their donkeys, old wineskins torn and mended, old and patched sandals on their feet, and old garments on themselves, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua to the camp at Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a far country. Now therefore make a covenant with us." Then the men of Israel said to the Hivites, "Perhaps you dwell among us. So how can we make a covenant with you?" But they said to Joshua, "We are your servants." And Joshua said to them, "Who are you and where do you come from?" So they said to him, "From a very far country your servants have come, because of the name of the Lord your God. For we have heard of his fame, and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites who are beyond the Jordan. We are your servants. Now therefore make a covenant with us. This bread of ours we took hot for our provision from our houses on the day we departed to come to you. But now look, it is dry and moldy. And these wineskins which we filled were new, and see, they are torn. And these garments and our sandals have become old because of the very long journey." Then the men of Israel took some of their provisions, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord. So Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant with them to let them live. And the rulers of the congregation swore to them. Joshua chapter 9, verses 3 through 15. Question: what wisdom were the children of Israel following at this point? Wisdom from above or wisdom from below? Obviously, the wisdom from below. Notice once again, verse 14. Then the men of Israel took some of their provisions, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord. But everything looked so right. It certainly looked like they were on a peace mission from a far country. Yes, but Satan is a master at deception. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says that Satan disguises or transforms himself into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 2:11 talks about the schemes of Satan. And Ephesians 6:11 says that we should put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the wiles or schemes of the devil. So make sure you're following the wisdom from above when you make decisions. Pray for God's guidance and follow the guidelines of James chapter 3. Remember, there are two wisdoms when you make decisions.